Hello, Don. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 193 of the Just the Runners podcast. Don's here with me today, and as part of my five-year anniversary, I asked for some questions in our page, and I got five good questions for us to do since it's 5 years. How are you doing today, Don?
I'm doing okay. Can't complain for a Monday.
That's good.
Had a busy weekend, so.
Well.
Back to work today.
Sounds like your weekend was busier than mine, but I got a good long run in and had fun. I ran with Roadrunners on Sunday. I got another person from the Roadrunners I'll be coaching. Just talked to her today. She's doing the Columbus half, so. And what else? Oh, we got another guest coming Thursday. If you're not busy, it's okay. But I'm going to interview Darius Blackford again, race director. Oh, nice. Race director of the Columbus Marathon. So I always enjoy talking to him. So I got him coming back.
Good. I am not available Thursday because my granddaughter's going to be here. So
okay.
You'll have to do that in solo, but I'm sure you can handle it.
I'll do my best.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? We were in Sandusky for the weekend, and I did that long. I did my long run a little later than Friday. We were up there Friday. Friday, I did my long run around 8 o'clock, and I only had, or not my long run, just a run around 8 o'clock. And it was warm, but I did 6 miles. So I said Saturday, and I knew I had to do two hours and 15 minutes. So I thought, I want to get out a little bit earlier. And I'm used to getting out early, like early.
Yeah.
But I didn't go, I mean, not that Sandusky was safe, but I didn't want to go out in the dark. So I wanted to wait till it was light. And I wanted to wait till Scott and his brother and the group got off down to go out to the boat or whatever. So, but I did go out around 7. When I went out at 7, it was already 72 degrees. It was so humid. By the time I finished, it was 76 degrees.
We so are.
I was hot. I think I had heat exhaustion, honestly. Oh.
Well,
it was
we started at 7, and it was in the 60s. With very high humidity.
Yeah.
And by the time we got done, it was low 70s. And we all did about... Brandon had 2.5 or 2:35. And I had a straight 12 hours. I got done a little bit before him. But
yeah.
It was... it worked out pretty well anyways. But I the time... It was a tough one. The humidity made it tough.
It was warm on it, and I was supposed to run Sunday, but I decided not to run Sunday.
Well, sometimes the day off can be good, too.
My body just told me I needed to just rest Sunday, so. I had to drive back from Sandusky and just, yeah. So I ran this morning. It was good.
Moving along. You're not that far. You got... Berlin, because that's what, 6 weeks?
5 weeks, I think.
5 weeks, wow.
I think we're five out.
I know 9 weeks. 9 weeks yesterday is Columbus. So.
All right, then six. Then it's 6 weeks still.
Yeah, that's
Columbus is 3 weeks after Berlin. Yeah.
Real good.
Yes. No, you're right, it's six.
Yeah, they're sneaking up on.
Still coming up pretty quick, yeah.
You should be. Both the races should be cooler than we faced this weekend.
Yeah.
So.
No, and that's what I kept thinking at when I get stubborn. I mean, like, I just kept pushing where I could walk probably a little bit more, but I just kept thinking that, like, this is good training. That's why they call it training.
Yes.
Suffer a little.
Get your bad runs out in training. And.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's always fun to run in a new city, too. Like, it was fun exploring. And there's, like, a really nice path that goes down along the water. So a lot of it I got to run, you know, along the water then there were like different like green areas and stuff where you can cut back up through, and you know, it was like parks, like playgrounds and stuff. So,
well, the important
the city was right there too, like the downtown. So I'd go down on a couple of blocks, you know, past the storefronts and stuff. So I was able to mix it up enough.
Well, the important question to ask you is, did you get the ice cream you were talking about?
Oh, yes, we did. We got the Toffs ice cream. Saturday, we went and had fried perch, and then followed up by,
Toffs ice cream. What flavor did you guys get?
I got Moose Tracks, which is pretty much my standard, and Scott got, what did you get, Rick? Butter pecan and something. Plastered praline.
Sounds different.
For those who don't know, Toffs ice cream in Sandusky. Oh, is it a hidden secret? It's a little hidden gem. It is the best ice cream, hands down, that I've ever had. In the servings, like, you get a small, and it's huge. It's huge. Mm-hmm. Scott got a medium. It was,
Next time I'm going by there, I may have to stop. I don't know if I'm...
Bruce, I'd be willing to take a special trip just to go there if you ever want something to do.
6 hours.
A day to go get the Toffs ice cream in Sandusky.
Six-hour drive. That's 3 hours each way, isn't it?
No, it's not 6 hours. It's 2 hours to Sandusky.
Oh, is it? Okay. That's...
You know what we could do? Okay. We could plan like a run. We could go up to Sandusky, right, babe? We could go up to Sandusky and run along the trail on the water. I'm telling you.
I'm tempted. That's.
When Erin went to do the Ironman there, I told her make sure she goes to Toffs, but I don't think they did. So good.
What? And she's an ice cream girl. She is.
I'm telling you.
She likes her ice cream. So
yeah, it's pretty good.
I don't know if we could talk.
I think the flavors are good, but I think it's just the serving size that they give you that's just so, it just makes it so good there.
Oh. Well, unbelievably, none of our questions here have anything to do with ice cream.
All right.
We want to try this?
All right, ask your questions away. Yep, let's see what the questions are. Hi for you. I'm anxious to see what they were.
Okay. Well, this one, what was your absolute favorite podcast to record? And which podcast was the one that made you think, I've got this and it's going to work? That was the first one. Do you have a podcast that was your favorite to record?
Oh, you're asking me?
Well, we're both going to answer. If you don't have one, that's fine, because you haven't recorded as many.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy every podcast that I record with you, Bruce. So
good answer. I don't know if I can pick one out, but there's been, you know, many of them that I've enjoyed recording and had fun doing. And I've talked to some like Bart Yasso and Dean Cavett, you know, some big names in running, but sometimes it's so much fun just to get on here and discuss a running or a racing event or something with the friends and stuff. Quite a few come to mind, and I really think some of them were just different races we've discussed on here as group. You know, sometimes a group or three or four of us, it's been fun. And I don't know if I really had a moment where I thought I was, you know, that I made it and that I knew what I was doing, but I gotta go, if I go back a few years, when I first started, it was just me talking, and then I finally started bringing other people on, and Christina Toth was the first person, and it was like, after I started doing those, I realized that I prefer having someone to talk with, or interview, or do whatever, and that was a changing moment, and I think it was a good one.
I remember when we talked to Trevor from Marathon Training Academy.
Yes.
That one was a good one, remember?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I listen to their podcasts frequently, so that was cool to talk to.
Yeah. I'm a regular listener to that one. I've had there's a few other podcast people I would actually like to get on and get a chance to talk to.
Yeah.
Some of them are interesting. All right.
Well, if it wasn't for your podcast, I don't think I ever would have met my husband, so I'm telling you.
Well, but I never would have met him.
That's how I found you, Bruce, on your podcast.
Yep. Yes, I know. And I never would have met Scott if he hadn't looked up for a running group, so it all worked out.
It all worked out.
Ready for number two?
Ready for number two.
What's your bucket list marathon race?
Oh, wasn't prepared to answer these.
I know.
Bucket list marathon race.
You're more spur of the moment. I had time to think about it. For me, this was actually an easy one because I've never done Boston. That's my number one. I mean, I can think of quite a few other races I'd like to get to. I mean, even New York or what's the other one I was thinking of? Some of the Indy Mini. I'd like to go to the Indianapolis Monumental. Yeah. There's a few other races I'd like to do, but if I had to pick one bucket list race, it's still Boston.
Yeah. Well, I never thought that I would be in the position where I would be aiming to get all six of the world majors. Like, I didn't even think that was a doable thing. But now that we're going to be doing Berlin,
that's four, isn't it?
I'll have four of the six knocked out. So yeah, that's probably my bucket list now will be to get to Tokyo and London to like finish them off. So
those are both.
Those
both are kind of tough, but
I know. So that's why
I think London might be a little more doable than I think they're easier to get into than Tokyo. I'm not sure.
I think they say Tokyo is the hardest one to get into, but that's yeah. But and I agree with you. I think like the St. George Marathon too. There's some like in those kind of states that I wouldn't mind getting to, but.
That I've heard a lot of good things about. That's another one of those I'd like to, but
yeah,
I'm not sure it's on. It's kind of on the there's the bucket list, and then there's the I'd like to do these list. I guess there's a big bucket and a small bucket, or something like that.
Yeah, but honestly, I think after Berlin, I think Scott and I are going to give it our best effort to get I think you got to run New York, yeah, right? Scott's immediate thing is to get himself into New York. But, so we might be 80 years old and trying to run in Tokyo, but someday we'll get there. So
he should be able to get, New York's lottery, so just keep trying.
Well, it's time, though. You can time qualify for New York.
Yeah, but their qualifications are a lot tougher. Are they tougher?
If Dawn qualified on her time for New York City, the average citizen can do it. Yeah. That's how I got into New York. It wasn't lottery.
Oh, okay.
Next time.
I never really looked at New York's qualifying times, but I always heard they were tougher than Boston.
It is tougher. It's tougher. But it's not unrealistic. Scott can certainly run it. Yeah. But, yeah. Okay. Everybody thinks that the Boston is like the hardest like time, but it's
No, I knew New York was tougher time to get in. Yeah. Boston's hard enough for me.
The difference is, Bruce, not to get off on a tangent, the difference is if you time qualify for New York City, you're going to New York City. Like there wasn't that like, if you had the time, if you met the standard.
Yeah.
You get in. So
well, the last few years is Boston's if you made the standard you got in, but that could be changing back to the way it was before where you better beat the standard by 5 minutes or something like that.
If you have more races for opening back up. Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
All right. Well,
See
you had something on your bucket list. Okay, number three.
Okay.
If you could run with anyone, any person, who and why?
Des Linden, because I just think she's pretty cool.
I had trouble with this one. I'm still trying to. But the one runner I always wanted to, and I've met him, was Bill Rogers, but I never run with him. He was one person I thought Meb would be nice to run with. Dez and Molly Seidel were the other famous one. Is there a non, you know, not elite runner? Anybody that would come to mind? See, I struggled that way too. That's why I thrown out Bill Rogers, and I'm not. You know, obviously we're not going to include anybody we've actually run with, but I've run with all my friends, so.
Right. Yeah, I mean, not to get all sad, but I'd give anything to have my mother be able to come back to life and run with me. But yeah, of course. Yeah, I don't know, like a non-runner that's alive today to run with.
Well, they can be a runner that you've never run with.
A runner, just an average runner.
Well, just anybody.
I don't know. That's a toughie.
Well, I'll stick with Bill Rogers. You can have Dez Linden, and we'll go out and have a little group run.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, because you're, like you said, we run with our friends.
I know. So I would. Yeah, the people I know that I've run with, there's not too many that I would say. I can't think of anybody. That I haven't run with, that, you know, that I'm friends with, that I would haven't had a chance to get out and do a run with some point in time. So,
right.
Or at least, well, actually I did run a race. We were far apart, but Bill Rogers came to town, Grove City, and ran the ice cream race one year. It was one of his, it was like the 30th or 40th
Wow.
The 1 year for the ice cream race. I can't remember what year it was, but that's been over 10 years ago. He came and ran, and I think Rick Fawcett was with me, and he said, he thought about trying to keep up with him, and it didn't happen. He was still running a decent pace for at least a 5K. And yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, he was big back in the 70s, so I'm not sure. I know he's over 60s or 70s now.
Right.
I don't know his exact age, but that's the one.
That's who you'd like to run with. The ice cream race should be coming up, speaking of ice cream, right? Sometime in August, or did they do it already?
Oh. I bet they already did it. It's that time of the year. I can't believe
it. Is that
Uh-huh. I've been concentrating on training, not trying to get distracted with little races, short races, and stuff like that. So I wasn't getting distracted with the ice cream race or something. I love the concept, though. I will be back there someday, but
It's a fun one.
Okay, number four. We're getting there.
Okay, we're getting there.
This could be a most memorable running moment.
Oh, gosh. My most memorable running moment.
I forget who put this one on there.
Crossing the Boston Marathon finish line, holding my husband's hand was pretty awesome. That was pretty cool. We had the exact same finish time, which was neat. We had really the finish line picture from that. So that was a fun one. Well, running that whole marathon was fun. I have a lot of good memories, though. I don't know if I can pick one favorite.
Yeah, that's the tough part with me, too.
I can remember early on running in Pittsburgh. So when I first got into running, and my son still lived in Pittsburgh, and I was training for the Pittsburgh Marathon, I would go stay at his house in Pittsburgh on a Friday night, get up and run with their group on Saturday mornings. And I feel like it was my very first, like, really long run, and woke up Saturday morning and it was freezing. Like, it was freezing, freezing, freezing. And I'm thinking, surely they're not gonna, like, run. It's cold. Yeah, I mean, I was kind of naive to all of this, and I'm pretty sure it was a 20-miler, and just remember just the support from the group. And, you know, we did it. We did 20 miles, and it was freezing cold and snowy and just awful. But then just that feeling, like, of accomplishment when it was done, you know, and it was just a training run, but just that feeling of accomplishment. So, but I had so many moments like that running. Running is just, yeah. As anybody that's listening to your podcast knows, and are runners, I mean, it just really, it's life-changing, some of the things that we go through as runners.
Yeah, I had trouble picking just one, because, like, I went to, oh man, can't think of the name of the race now, but it was a trail race, kind of a trail race to a barn and stuff, up in Kirtland, and I met Bob Johnson, and we became great friends. He was actually the best man at my wedding back in 9 years ago, and I remember that one. I did a 10-miler with Chrissy and Aaron on my birthday 1 year. Well, that's 6 years ago now, and that's how long we've been friends. And we went, and then we went out afterwards, and it was, you know, that was up near Cleveland, and then we went to we drove to Geneva and went to a winery. Just, and like I said, there's so many, you know, finishing my first marathon, finishing the Cleveland Marathon, which was my second. I think there wasn't, but funny part is, some of the memories I have aren't just the good ones. I can still remember the not just Canton, and it makes a great story now, but when I did Flying Pig in 2016, which was my first marathon, I went from Cleveland in 2011, that was a spring marathon, till 5 years later, I hadn't done another marathon. I went there, and the humidity, the heat ended up being hot, and you train all winter, and I went out too fast, and all of a sudden by mile three I'm just soaked, sweating so bad, and all the humidity's bad, and trudged through, and I remember still trying to push it. I'm like, at mile eight I'm at this one spot and beautiful scenery, I almost stopped to take a picture, and I didn't, and later regretted it, because I ended up walking most of the second half of the race. I'm getting sick, my stomach got upset, and I did throw up almost into a trash can. I crossed the finish line, I held it together that long, and there was a few moments throughout the race where the last 5 miles or so where I almost gave up. There's somebody in a pig suit at the finish line that I almost got. Okay, I avoided them, got a trash can, and then two women had come out, grabbed me, put me into a wheelchair, and took me into the medical tent. And all I'm worried about is getting my finisher medal.
Yeah. Right?
And Maria was there, and they had like an overpass, because this is near the stadiums in Cincinnati, the football or baseball stadium. I think they're side by side in there, if I remember right. And she was up top watching for me. And she finally saw me getting sick. And they wouldn't let her in the medical tent because they're trying, you know, they only want the certain people there. But that was actually a memorable one. And then, well, last year in Canton, I wasn't the one in the medical tent because I busted my toe up the day before. So I drop out, but I went there as a spectator. And that actually... And then going to see Brandon Domgalski, and I think Greg went into the medical tent as being the person coming in to visit everybody at the medical tent. But some of the bad races stick with you and your memories, and they kind of make some interesting stories, funny stories, hopefully. Hopefully you can laugh about it later on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's all fun. It's not always... doesn't always seem fun sometimes when we're going through.
No, I've been in some miserable situations when out on these long races and stuff, and you wonder why you ever go back when you're out there. But I keep going back. So getting ready for my next one in Columbus. Where are we?
Yeah.
Well, I went along that long enough. Well, we got one more question given to us by James Johnson. He's been on here before.
Yes, James, I love candy corn.
Well, here's this question for which one would you use for fueling on your runs, long runs, probably? He didn't specify that, but regular candy corn, chocolate candy corn, or the pumpkins?
Ooh.
Which one do you use? The pumpkins?
Well,
I had more time to think about this than you, so I did a little research so I could have some sort of basis to bake this on. And actually, you might have the right idea. Candy corn has 110 calories per serving. Now, here's the twist on that. Candy corn serving is 15, according to one I was looking at, the bag, is 15 pieces of candy corn. So the pumpkin, it's 110 calories and 28 grams of carbohydrates. That's what you're taking this for, to get the carbs in you. The pumpkins, you need 4 pumpkins to get 120 calories and 30 grams. So I think if you're choosing between those two, you're much better off going with the pumpkins. You don't have to bring as much, you know, 15 candy corn at a time seems hard. You could be like taking one pumpkin like every 15 minutes. And I did a comparison to Goo Roctane because that's what I've been taking. Now, the Goo recommends taking one on their package. It says every 45 minutes. Well, they have 100 calories and 21 grams of carbohydrates. So if you're going about, if you did one serving size of pumpkins every hour, you're getting 120 calories, 30 grams of pumpkins. If you're in that 45 to, so I say just take one pumpkin every 15 minutes. That'd be my recommendation throughout the whole race.
There you go.
So we gave them a...
Honestly, all the marketing and stuff, you would get probably just as much benefit out of eating candy pumpkins as you would from your Goo Roctane.
Well, I'm looking for a volunteer to try the pumpkins. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not right, but I... it's just the sugar. That's all you're after. Anyway.
I don't know. We'll have to find someone to experiment this on and run a marathon on pumpkins, on the little candy corn pumpkins. You got to take...
Wait, hold on.
Most people think running's more detrimental than the candy corn.
Oh, the average person would. Oh. Yeah. You'd rather just eat their candy corn and not run. But not the people listening to Bruce's podcast. They're runners.
And some of them love, and many of them love candy corn, at least some of them. So if you're going to use, if you want to use candy corn, you were saying how the whatever brand you were using was too expensive. You were complaining about the price. Candy corn pumpkins, you can go get a bag of them for a couple bucks. Take one every 15 minutes. I think maybe we should try this on a long run one day.
Good. Yeah.
I honestly
gels and the Martin gels really sit well with me.
Yeah, you'd have to experiment.
They're close to $4 a gel.
Oh.
So I'm trying to. What I'm doing, I mean, I'm gonna get through Berlin and Columbus with them, and then I gotta try to find another one.
Well, I think we should get James Johnson to like. Try out the pumpkin theory. One pumpkin every 15 minutes. I think he might do it. He might be the one.
Yeah.
I think for me, it would come down to how would it set in your stomach.
That's yeah.
I've been okay with the way the Goo Roctane's been setting.
Yeah.
But that way
you right? You like the Goo Roctane?
They've been working for me, and the flavor agrees with me, and I haven't had too many issues. So, for now, I'm going to stick with them.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I need to get to the store and get some because I'm out. But.
Yeah, I'm going to order some Martins as well. Anyway.
That's all the questions I had. So.
Yeah, so this was episode 193, you said?
Yes. I had it written down. episode 190.
Five-year anniversary.
Yeah, it was August. I actually think it's coming out. I think the first one was released. The first official one that I considered was August 18th. If you look back to the very beginning, I think that Toledo one, there was a couple experimental ones. And then I decided this is my official one to get me number one to get me started. Those were like trial runs, the preview.
Okay.
So I think it was so August marks 5 years. So I'll get this out. And so we got five more. See what the next 5 years bring.
Absolutely. Well, you're approaching your 200th episode as well. So that's kind of a biggie.
That'll be a big one too. We'll have to think of something big to do for that when we get there.
Yeah. Absolutely. And yeah. Very good.
All right.
Well, your training went good last week. You're still on track?
I'm still on track. I got my 12-miler done pretty much the way I wanted. I hit the paces I was supposed to for the marathon paces, even in that. I actually missed the day last Friday. I ended up taking the day off. I was hurting. I don't know if it was, maybe it was a combination. We did the 58K bike ride, and I thought I was fine from that. And then on Tuesday, I did hill repeats, and I did 12 times up and down Big Bear. And it seemed like it took me a while to recover from that. And I ended up running Wednesday, and I tried running Thursday, and it was just so bad that I decided I needed the day off and ended up taking Friday off. Then I went out, and Saturday's run, I got my 12 miles in, and it went pretty good. So, I think I'm, hopefully I'm on track.
Nice. You're running good.
Yeah, I think it's improving slowly. We'll see. Columbus, I got nine weeks.
Yeah.
And why?
One pass, though.
They do.
No.
All right.
Very good.
Thanks for coming. I think that's all I got today.
All right. Nice and short.
Nice and short. I like them 30 to 45 minutes. I think that's a good time.
Perfect. Sounds good. Well, have a good rest of your night.
You too. See you, Scott.
All right. Thanks.
See you, Bruce.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.